You know, if you listen to the news and listen to what's happening, the world's falling apart. I mean, that's almost the way you'd think. And then, you know, a lot of people are dealing with a lot of stuff on a personal level. But really, when you hear the news and when you're dealing with situations, you need to turn your attention off of that and turn it on to the Word of God. Now, in Deuteronomy, that's what somebody said, Deuteronomy it is, but one guy called it Deuteronomy. But Deuteronomy, somebody spell that. It is a tiff. Yeah. 8th chapter and the first verse, Deuteronomy 8:1. He's talking to the children of Israel here, but this is good for us too. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. Now that's talking to the children of Israel about going into the promised land. Well, if you understand our lives, our Christian life, our salvation life, is us going in and possessing our promised land. So, if we're going to possess the promised land, once we get saved, we got to do what he tells us right here in the Word, all the commands. See, now he told them to remember certain things. Now, there's some people that if you ask them about themselves, they give you a complete history. You really didn't want it in the first place, but that's the way they are. Now, the Israelites were told to remember to follow God's Word. They were told to remember that God was leading them. They were told to remember that they are to live by the Word of God. Now, without any guidelines, remembering and looking back at the past can be detrimental if you don't have the proper guidelines. You can't just remember what you've done and not done. This leads you to pride and disappointment. You just don't remember what others have done to you or haven't done. This leads to comparing ourselves with other people and unforgiveness and being hurt. You don't remember what the enemy has done. This leads you to fear and doubt. So you remember what the Lord has done. This brings you to faith and thanksgiving and rejoicing. You know, a song that we sing, chorus really, that we sing sometimes. Singers and band used to sing it quite a bit. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm going to praise his name. Each day he's just the same. Come and help me praise him. Look what the Lord has done. So I want us to look and learn how to look at what has happened in our past, not to deter us, not to hinder us, but to help us learn how to go to the future. You know, no matter what is happening in our lives, no matter what has happened to us, you know, we got to remember what God has done for us. Where he had, how many of you, God has delivered you out of some stuff? Huh? God has delivered you out. Right? You know, we need to be careful. Sometimes we come to church and you look up scripture on your phone and then all of a sudden you're on the phone and you're not hearing anything the preacher's saying. Or the iPad. You need to listen to what I'm saying. Okay? Now, we got to remember to follow the Word of God. He said, every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you might live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore. The Message Bible says it like this. Keep and live out the entire commandment that I am commanding you today, so that you will live and prosper and enter and own the land that God promised to your ancestors. Now, I want to ask you a question. How many of you can quote more of the Word of God now than you could last year? That's good. That's good, because many people struggle because they don't know the Word of God. See, if you haven't learned the Word of God, and the devil comes at you with some sort of situation, then you don't have anything to combat him with, because you have to combat with the Word. Remember when Jesus was tempted, he said, "It is written, it is written." You know, somebody came up to me just the other day asking about fear. And I told him, I said, "Yeah, I deal with fear, but I use the Word of God." Right? Paul writing to Timothy said, "We've not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind." Was that 2 Timothy 2:7? I think it is, if I'm not right. 1:7. Yeah. When you combat something, the devil comes against you, you've got to come back with something, and you come back with the Word of God. It's the Word of God. When he quoted the Word of God back to the devil in temptation, the devil left him. See, you've got to learn to do that. You know, when all kinds of stuff is coming against you, use the scripture in Isaiah. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Hello. See, if you can't quote the Word, you can't come against him. Don't look at me like that. It's the truth. You know, knowing God's Word, what the Word of God says, actually puts us in a position to possess what he said belongs to us. See, the more the Word of God you know, the better you can follow God. See, if we remember the Word of God, we can follow it. We can live the life that God wants us to live. We can increase in the things that God said that we could increase in, his blessings. We can enter into the things that God has said that are ours because we are children of God. We have been born again. We can possess what belongs to us. See, that's why it's so important to understand who you are in Christ and understand what belongs to you so you can possess it, and you don't do that unless you know what the Word of God says. You see, the Israelites, they got over there and they got ready to go into the promised land. You can read all about it in Numbers 13, 14. And they forgot about what it was like. Actually, they forgot before they ever got there. They, in Numbers 11, 4 and 6, in the New International Version, it says the Israelites started wailing and said, "Only if we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost. Also the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, the garlic. But now we've lost our appetites and we never see anything but this manna." And see, they were remembering the food they had in Egypt. They forgot about the pain and the hardship. They forgot about God's promise to take care of them anyway, and they despised what God brought, the manna that he brought for them to eat so they could sustain their life. They started despising what God brought to them. Now, I could go down that road and preach another sermon, but I'm not. I'm going to put a stop sign right there. You know, they had what we call selective memory. You know, sometimes I used to, you know, growing up in the old, more mature people, not older, nobody gets older, we just mature. We don't get old. They would talk about the good old days. And one time my dad said, well, I tell you what, they might have been good for y'all, but I ain't wanting to go back there. You know, you can remember, I said the other day to somebody about, oh, it'd be nice to go back to the 50s. And then after I said it, I said, no, it wouldn't either. Because the 50s, it was a slower time and there wasn't so much going on. But hey, I didn't have as much either. Hello. See, isn't it funny how that we can remember what we want to remember? And all the wives say amen because you say that all the time about your husbands. And he only remembers what he wants to remember. See, not, that's a good place for y'all to all say amen, but y'all just looked at me.
Amen.
Well, hello. You know, too many people live at 125 East Regretful Place. They regret because they missed opportunities. They're regretful because they messed up in a situation and it cost them money or maybe a relationship. They're regretful because words that they spoke caused them harm. They're regretful because they went a certain direction and ended up at the wrong place at the wrong time and got in trouble. They regret because they didn't listen and it cost them. You know, there's a lot of kids sometimes, parents try to tell them they won't listen, and they end up regretting because they went down the wrong road. You know, you can't dwell on what's happened or what went wrong. You got to remember what God said. And God said that he would help you out. If your past is not smooth, then learn to forget about it and remember what God says about the future. If you went against God and the Word of God and made a mistake, then allow that to keep you from ever doing it again. You know, somebody, you know, if a dog bites you once, shame on the dog. But if that same dog bites you twice, shame on you. Just don't get around where that dog is. Hello? See, the Word of God will eventually smooth everything out for you if you'll stay with His Word and believe in Him. He'll make crooked places straight. He'll make rough places smooth. That's what Isaiah says. Isaiah 40, 3 and 4. He'll make a way for you where there was no way. How many of you have been there and there was no way out? People were telling you there's no way out, but he made a way out for you. Let me see your hand. If he made a way out for you. Yeah, he made a way out for you. See, we need to remember that God, in Deuteronomy 8:2, then, you shall remember that the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness. And it goes on here to say, actually, I like the way the contemporary English says it, has led you through the desert for these 40 years. He wanted to find out if you were truly willing to obey him and depend on him. Sometimes people look at these verses and wonder what he's talking about. But actually, God is a loving Father, and he tries to lead you where that he can help you to get where you will follow him in everything he does. How many of you have ever tried to lead your children so that they'll follow the right path? That's what he tries to do. See, he wants to work character into us, willingness, faith, obedience to follow his directions into all that life, that of the life he has for us. You see, there's the right way and the wrong way, and then there's God's way. Hello? That's what they tell you in the army. And they say it's the army way. As long as you're in the army, you're going to do it the army way. Anybody ever heard that? Some of you army guys? Hey, listen, if you ain't God's army, it's God's way, and you're going to do it God's way, or you ain't going to get no blessings. And you're going to find yourself in a mess. Hello? You know, every one of us needs to realize that as we follow him, there's a path in knowing God's word, the path that we need to walk down by renewing our minds, a path that we walk down that helps by following the word of God. I'm talking about why I call it a path. I'm talking about following the word of God that learns. We learn character. We learn obedience from the word of God. We learn, we go down the path of health and healing. We go down the path that, of abundant provision, divine protection. You know, sometimes we don't understand the path that God takes us down. You know, sometimes when you look back, you can understand things better than when you're doing it. Why would God allow me a 23-year-old senior in Bible college to have to leave school and go in the army for 3 years? That don't sound right, does it? And then I come out of the army, I try to get started back in the ministry because I'd already been preaching since I was 18. Try to get started back in the ministry at 26. Become associate pastor with my father-in-law for 6 years. Everything going pretty good. And now all of a sudden, God leads me to leave there, come to work for Kenneth Hagin Ministries in a non-ministerial position. That don't sound reasonable either, does it? But let me tell you what, as I look back on it now, I couldn't do what I'm doing now if I hadn't went down that road, those roads. I learned stuff there. That's why what I'm wanting to try to get to you to just, like he told them, to humble themselves. So just humble yourself and learn what you can in that position. What you don't know is that God has something out here for you, and that what you learn there is going to help you to do what's over here in the future. You don't always understand it. Hello? Some people come to Bible school and then they stay here. They go to work and they help here in this church. And they help support this church. But see, that they thought he was going into ministry, and now God leads them in a different path. Amen. Anthony Washington, you know, he just got married, last Saturday? He's on his honeymoon right now. But Anthony came here and went to, and y'all that have been out on the road with him know he'll give his testimony, and he'll say, I thought I was going to be a pastor. And I took third year pastor's group. I went in and I heard Pastor Hagin start talking about pastoring, and I knew right then I didn't want a pastor. And he said, if God never used me anywhere else except in the ministry of helps of singing, that's all right with me. You see, he got comfortable with where God has led him. He thought, see, sometimes we think God's going to do something else with us. And then we need to realize that he took us through certain things so we could do certain things. You know, everybody has to, you know, you look at the Daniel and the three Hebrew children. They went in the fiery furnace. They went in the lion's den, but God delivered them out of it. And because, after they were delivered out of it, they had a platform in which to minister. In fact, Daniel ministered God, Jehovah, to the king. They had a platform. Sometimes you don't realize where God took you through some places. Now it gives you a platform so you can present the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, but you stay in the Word. You know, we don't live our life based on our experiences. Those change, but the Word doesn't. See, learn to depend upon the Word of God. Make it through anything that you encounter in life. You know, we got to remember that whatever the Word of God tells us, that is what we do. The Word of God is God talking to us and telling us things to do. He says he will provide for us. He says he will protect us. He says he will take us through. We got to believe that. I mean, you got to believe and quote the Word when you need finances. You got to believe and quote the Word when you need healing. You can't quote the Word if you haven't studied the Word. Hello? See, whatever God has done, see, we go back and look what God has done for us in the past. If he's delivered us in the past, then he'll deliver us here in the future. See, that's where you make the past your helper. If God did it once, he'll do it again. Hello. If he ever healed once, he'll heal again. See, you got, and I don't know whether I don't feel like I'm getting this across. Anybody understand what I'm saying? Anybody getting what I'm talking about tonight? All right. Sometimes people get tired of the struggle they're going through and they begin to do what the children of Israel did. They begin to complain and murmur. Yes, sir. You have a choice. You can either choose to believe God's word and look at the struggles and barely get by, or you can choose to look at what the Word of God says and learn from where you're at and move to where God wants you to be. See, that we have God's promises, his provision, his peace, his presence, his power, his protection. And I can confidently say that we live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. See, we need to continually thank God for his word. We need to continually thank God that the word is working in my life. We need to say it. We need to continually thank God for the abundant supply that God has that's working. We need to thank God because he's faithful to perform what he said in his word. We need to thank God not for our struggle that we went through, not for our problem that we went through, but we need to thank God because he brought us through that problem and now we're on the other side. You know, once you ever get through a problem, it seems easier to get through the other problems that hit you because you can look back and say, okay, that was a bad one, wasn't it? But God delivered me. And this is no worse, so God will deliver me out of this too. Anybody get anything out of what I said tonight? I felt like I was sort of like a shotgun. I mean, I just splatter barreled it out there. You know, now you fire a rifle and it's got just direct, but you fire a shotgun and it just goes everywhere. How many hunters know what I'm talking about? I trust you got something out of what we had to say tonight. Heavenly Father, we tried to stir up the people about following you and your and whatever they're going through. Learn from that and move on with you with the Word of God. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody stand, please. I never like to have an opportunity that I preach that I didn't give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus. If you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, I want you to come down to the front, the guys over here and the ladies over here, and they'll pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came. If you know that you need to rededicate your life to God, I want you to come down here and pray with them. If you need prayer for anything, Holy Spirit, healing, somebody to pray with you, agree with you about a job, anything, you come down here as we're dismissed. And you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Amen. Connection team, go find a first-time guest. We got a special gift that we want to give you. If you're looking for a church home, why we say church? Welcome home. Come on, join our family. We have a great time serving God Unlimited around here. Hey, and don't forget about the We Care Center. You know, the word of God says if you have the wherewithal to help somebody and you don't help them, it's bad for you. Anybody ever read that in there? Well, I got 25 people out of this whole group that's read that. I hope more people have read the Bible than that, because that's what I'm talking about tonight. So let's stay involved helping people. You know, it's real easy for them to listen to us give them a plan of salvation when you're giving them some food for their stomach. It's one thing to say, well, Lord bless you, we'll pray for you. It's another thing giving some food and then tell them, hey, this is because Jesus loves you. Did you know that? And that, did you know that you can change your life by having the bread of spiritual bread of life come into your life? You know, you give them a little, and we do that. We do that. And we've had people, numbers that have been saved over there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Also, hey, we're family. Family helps one another, right? So if you're in need, don't be ashamed, because the Lord dealt with me back in the 80s. Some of you were about around here back in the 80s when the oil business, Tulsa was strictly an oil town. That's all the manufacturing, everything was oil. Anybody here know that? And it went boom. I mean, it went kerplop. That was it. I mean, you had engineers and everybody else out of jobs. And the Lord said to start this to help the church family. And so I did. And then we've expanded it. And actually, that's what caused Tulsa to expand and diversify. And now we do oil and all kinds of manufacturing around here. But back then, it was all oil stuff. Y'all didn't know that. I'll give you a history lesson. All right. So, hey, remember that. Remember Angel Tree people. Remember what you need to do. Hey, read in that bulletin. There's all kinds of things. We need help for different things. The school banquet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know. Y'all here, y'all gone home already. Turn around and say, Sunday morning right here at 10 o'clock, be here. 9 o'clock, School of the Bible. That's where people meet your age group, your marital status. Come, shake hands with somebody and say, I'm gonna learn from the Word and from my experience and get what God has for me. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday.